Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
It's created problems in family! Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job! Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life! Something wrong with that! It ain't natural!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it!
Beat your dick. Put them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us!
Eat that ass, bitch!
No wonder your behind is bleeding!
How are you with lube jobs? Lube jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that!
Jack that fucker up!
Slap some grease on your behind! Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut! And another screw?
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but hope.
It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Bitch,
bitch. Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Yeah, yes! Timothy James Henson with
you. Jonathan Bo Negro.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back for the Tuesday podcast.
Jonathan Bo Negro.
Timmy Boo. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Yes, Florida checking in. The Florida blacks love me. Got a great program for you. Classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday.
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Okay, enough. For those of you new to the program, one, I am not racist, despite what you may hear on this program. And two, Sextastic Tuesday is a simple bit where I try to find a poorly written or disgusting or just weird sex story floating around the internet. An erotic piece of fiction. I then read it to you. You are appalled. I laugh at putting you through it, and then we move on. All right, let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday. This was originally read back in November of 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
This story is titled, A Tale of Gassy Lesbians, Chapter 1. The cheerleader, Amy, and the teacher, Veronica, were alone in the classroom. We're setting the scene here, I guess. Amy was easily the worst student in the classroom, both in grades and behavior. She was the captain of the cheerleading squad and part of the most insufferable group of preps in her high school's history. They couldn't be controlled, and they had absolutely no interest in higher learning. The only reason they were getting away with it was because their parents were all very well connected. Thus, the members of the cheerleading squad could get away with anything they wanted to. Veronica, the teacher, had requested they meet after school to discuss things. She was fairly young, chubby in build, awkward-looking feature-wise, with somewhat oversized glasses and a bookworm's face. A fat bookworm's face. She hardly seemed intimidating with her wide eyes, fresh face, and timid manner. The only thing that didn't go with Veronica's general manner was the noticeable muscles on her arms and legs. The anxious, perpetually nervous teacher didn't seem the type to possess that kind of strength, but then again, few people knew of her past. What? When Veronica was younger, she wasn't nearly as nice. You know what? I could totally see that, because I remember in high school, all of the fat broads were really mean. I think it's a defense mechanism, because everyone makes fun of them. Me included, but I had the courtesy to make fun of them behind their backs, not right to their face. That's just cruel.
Young lady.
That's my fat woman voice.
Oh, Howie. Young lady, your behavior is inexcusable. Repeatedly, you disrupted class and impeded the learning process. How can I teach you if you keep goofing off?
You can't! And that's not my problem. My daddy will never allow me to get into trouble. You're just an ugly person wasting her breath and my time. Why don't you just piss off and accept the fact there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop me from doing whatever the hell I want, bitch? Amy went on. You think you can lecture me, you stupid fuck? The only reason you're a teacher is because you were too damn ugly to become an important person like a pop singer. You ain't no Rihanna. You lecturing me is like a joke, a cosmic accident. I think people like you are a mistake. All the ugly people should just be hidden away from sight, put in some sort of ugly concentration camp. Your ass needs to be locked up in fugly Auschwitz. All right, that last part wasn't actually in the story. I just get carried away and I sort of embellish. All right, Veronica didn't look angry. She just smiled tightly.
I see.
I'm laughing at my own stupid voice. Veronica thought back on the past, how she had been a much more vicious person in her youth. She'd been quite the schoolyard bully until she fell in love with another woman. Over the course of that romance, she'd been taught many things, including a love for teaching. Veronica considered herself a reformed woman, but as she sat there listening to Amy, her older self was starting to reappear. Veronica had been having trouble restraining her old habits, such as dabbling in certain spells. Okay. Just a little hobby of hers. Of course, a lesbian witch. Suddenly, an idea popped into her head. Amy suddenly heard her teacher speaking some nonsense phrases. What the hell are you doing now? Have you suddenly forgot how to speak English? Not surprising. You look stupid enough to forget your own language. Veronica spoke firmly.
I've had enough of your insolence. You will learn some respect, you stupid spoiled slut. You think you're so much better than me? It's only fitting that you should wind up degrading yourself. I have a pretty good idea of how to accomplish that. I'm gonna make you a slave to a bodily substance you would normally not be attracted to. Make you need it so much you'll do whatever I say just so you can smell it.
At that moment, Veronica let out an extremely loud fart that echoed throughout the room. Amy was astonished by this blatant act. She was going to tell this bitch what for once and for all. She most certainly didn't have to tolerate any more of this. Instead, Amy sighed wistfully. That smells lovely. Amy's jaw dropped, her eyes widened. What did I just say? She thought. A woman just farted in front of her. She shouldn't be turned on by this, but she was. Her panties had suddenly become saturated with her juices. Veronica smiled naughtily. No. Juices. Veronica smiled naughtily.
What do you think?
Oh, no. Not another one of these. It's just too much. Between the saturated juices and these voices. Fuck. This is going to be a tough one to get through. I can already tell.
Why, thank you, young lady. You really like it? You want more?
To Amy's horror, she found herself wanting to say yes. She forced her mouth not to move. Veronica let off another and another and another. The spell she had cast ensured that she wouldn't run out of gas anytime soon. One end of the room was flooded by the potent gaseous substance. The cheerleader quickly moved to the other end of the room. Amy didn't understand why the other woman's farts were turning her on, or why their smell seemed so damn sweet. She tried to ignore it, but she could sense the presence of the gas slowly drifting towards her. Veronica was smiling.
You like my farts? Can't get enough, huh?
No, said Amy hastily, but her denial couldn't conceal her arousal. She wanted to breathe it more. In spite of herself, she was visibly trying to fill her lungs with the teacher's gas. She wanted to masturbate wildly while being enveloped in Veronica's thick cloud of sensual vapors. It smelled so wonderful. She belonged in its midst. Please excuse me, said Amy. It had taken all of Amy's will to say the words. Amy left for the restroom, mainly to get away from the teacher, Before she could close the door to the stall, the teacher suddenly appeared. Veronica's face and demeanor were like an innocent, awkward bookworm. But then again, she was very good at concealing her less benign side.
You left your books behind. I'm sorry to disturb you. I'll close the door.
Amy, in spite of herself, was getting aroused again. For some reason, the cheerleader said, "Don't." Veronica looked surprised.
"What?"
"Leave it open," Amy said breathlessly.
"As you wish, young lady."
Veronica's big, round, meaty ass was plainly visible for the cheerleader to see. The cheerleader couldn't help but be transfixed by it. Amy had a brief vision of her own face buried between the older woman's ass cheeks as she farted loudly in her face. What was more, privately, Amy wished for it. At that moment, Veronica's ass suddenly released a loud and long fart. It was so powerful it knocked Amy out of her daydream. The gas saturated the room, and its sexy smell assailed Amy's senses like nothing else had before. Veronica must have had chili today in the teacher's lounge. Much to Amy's disappointment, her lungs only got a fraction of the gas into her lungs.
"Do you want another?"
said Veronica in an extremely nasty voice. She was well aware of her power over the helpless younger woman.
"You need my farts, you nasty girl. You can't live without my gas. Admit it."
"Yes, I need your farts."
"Then masturbate before me,"
said Veronica. The cheerleader couldn't believe what she said next.
"I'm happy to serve you, mistress."
She was so wet she wanted to do this. So suddenly, Amy shut the door and plunged her hands between her legs. The whole time, the teacher had her butt in front of the horny teenager, tempting Amy with a promise of more gas. The cheerleader couldn't wait.
"I hope you fart in my face soon! The weight is almost unbearable!" Amy cried out.
"Patience, young lady!"
The cheerleader was suddenly happy in spite of herself. Soon Amy was on the verge of orgasming, and then suddenly the teacher adjusted the position of her ass. Right when she came, Veronica Chain farted explosively in her face. This set off a series of even more powerful orgasms in the slutty teen that exhausted Amy completely.
"Well, that's a good start."
"What do you mean, mistress?"
"This is only the beginning. I need to get many more slave sluts, and I think we should start with the rest of the cheerleading squad. They could use a little discipline,"
said Veronica.
"Yes," Amy smiled.
Soon they too would become submissive slave sluts of the mistress Veronica, just like her. This is like a retarded lesbian Twilight Zone episode. There you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 10th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. That's half off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. This is a code just for my listeners. F-R-E. If they feel... Adam and Eve feels bad for having to put you through that shitty porno, so they want to get you off properly. Yes, you'll get 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, so you're not going to have any additional charges. They're not going to rape you on shipping and handling. Plus, they're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. I'm at their main page right now. They've got a new vibrating lace panty with a free power bullet. I mean, that's an amazing deal right there if you want to get your, you know, cunt vibrated on or something. They also got a new movie. It's called The Justice League of Porn Star Heroes. It's based on, you know, DC Comics. There's a porn version of Batman and Robin and Superman and Aquaman and shit. Looks ridiculous. If you ever, you know, jerked off to comic books... A, that's weird, and B, I've got the movie just for you. There's actually, Wonder Woman's in it, too. So, you know, if you want to see superheroes banging broads, check out AdamandEve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Got an extended show for you Sideshow Freaks today. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, like I mentioned, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, all that sort of good stuff. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, maybe John David Hall ran out of room in his pockets. Perhaps storage space at his home was at an extreme premium. Whatever the reason, the 33-year-old man apparently had a marijuana pipe in his asshole, according to a recently released police report. What could be called the case of the pot pipe in the posterior began at about 11:40 p.m. Why would you ever... Nothing in that is going to go in your mouth should be placed in your asshole.
Very pretty rectum.
Yeah, even if it is a pretty rectum.
New turds on the tenderloins?
Yes, okay.
Very pretty rectum.
Okay, thank you. All right, this all went down at around 11:40 p.m. on May 4th, as an officer reported spotting Hall making an illegal U-turn. The officer stopped Hall and learned he had a violation of probation warrant out of Leon County. Hall was arrested and asked whether he had any drugs, weapons, needles, or any other illegal items. Hall said no. Before Hall entered the jail, a county sheriff's deputy made a similar inquiry. Hall once again said no. Once inside, however, Hall said he had a pipe. The deputy asked what kind of pipe and where that pipe might be found. The defendant stated it was a marijuana pipe and it was in his rear end. Residue in the pipe tested positive for cannabis and probably fecal matter, too. In addition to the violation of probation charge, Hall of the 600 block of Ryby Road in Fort Pierce was arrested on charges of introduction of contraband into a detention facility and possession of drug paraphernalia. As for the U-turn, he was issued a warning citation. The reports don't state why Hall apparently had the cannabis pipe in his asshole, though.
Why this man had to have such a sweet rectum?
Maybe it makes the marijuana taste better or something. I don't know. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Edmonton, Canada. In a rare move, Crown and defense lawyers have agreed that an Edmonton man charged with second-degree murder of his wife is not criminally responsible due to a mental disorder caused by heavy metal toxicity. When are we going to stop blaming Metallica every time someone goes batshit crazy and kills their spouse?
Say your prayer, little one. Don't forget my son doing good.
Little taste of Enter the Sandman for you.
Johnny David Bone Nagle.
He'd prefer rap. All right, back to the story here. After his arrest, Naren Sok told doctors he thought his wife might have been possessed by the snake spirit of his dead brother. Seems rational. He has admitted he killed her in the couple's downtown apartment on July 30th, 2008. Dong Hyun, 40, died of strangulation. In a joint submission, defense lawyer Peter Royal and Crown Prosecutor Robert Fata agreed that Sok was suffering from lead and cadmium poisoning the day his wife was found dead. The condition is attributed to years of working with scrap metal and the fact that in hours before the murder, Sok tried to melt lead belts he and his wife had used in hopes of increasing their chance of pregnancy. That misguided. That last concentrated exposure occurred in the couple's enclosed apartment. Suck's blood was tested the day he was arrested and found to have toxic quantities of three metals. In my 36 years of practice, I've never seen another case like this. It's not heavy metal like Metallica. It's heavy metal like lead. I just got that. I really should read these news stories beforehand. In my 36 years of practice, I knew it. I've never seen another case like this, and I doubt we will ever see one again, Royal told the court. Sok, 51, was in a deranged state when police found him and his wife's body in their apartment after concerned relatives asked that someone check on the couple's welfare. Police found a bizarre scene. Ooh, my favorite. The door was barricaded with several large rice sacks and furniture, so the members had to force their way into the house. Sok was sitting in the bedroom, ripping up a black garbage bag to add to his numerous others that covered the floors and windows. Next to him, his wife's dead body was partially covered with garbage bags, rice sacks, and other debris. Rigor mortis had already set in. Sok was taken to police headquarters in the backseat of a cruiser where he spit and complained of thirst. In his cell, he urinated on the floor and simultaneously complained the room was dirty. He was soon moved to the Royal Alexandra Hospital, where he was treated for kidney failure, liver damage, and facial scratches and bruises. There was also damages to his heart, He was then transferred to Alberta Hospital for psychological assessment. They should have a field day with that one. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Charlotte, North Carolina. A Charlotte Mecklenburg school bus driver is being hailed as a hero after talking a student into handing over a loaded gun and ending a hijacking attempt by the seventh grader Monday afternoon. Charlotte Mecklenburg school officials say the boy, a 12-year-old at Northeast Middle School, apparently carried two loaded semi-automatic guns onto bus 1341 and tried forcing the driver, Evans Octawa, to take him to another location. Where the fuck does a 12-year-old need to go that badly? Take me to GameStop now! CMS officials say they assume the student, who has not been identified because he is a minor, you know, would you carry two fucking semi-automatics? I don't care if you're a fetus. You should not have anonymity. School officials said they assume the student, who has not been identified because he is a minor, had the guns with him throughout the day at school. The teen was charged with 8 counts of kidnapping and 2 counts of bringing a firearm. I'm sorry, he had to have told someone about those guns. Can't keep a secret like that. I remember when my school outlawed Tamagotchis, but I brought one anyways, and I let everyone know. It was a big deal. The teen was charged with 8 counts of kidnapping and 2 counts of bringing a firearm onto school property. He's jailed at a juvenile detention center. He also faces expulsion. Really? They haven't decided on that yet. On Tuesday, Octawa described the episode saying he remained calm, but he said some of the 7 other students on the bus began panicking. He said the 7th grader made his move when the bus came to the student's scheduled stop, apparently on Robinson Church Road. He said the youth walked to the driver with a gun at his side and said he was not getting off. Right? CMS officials would not elaborate on what the youth said, but other students told reporters the 12-year-old talked about going to Washington and shooting government officials. A student approached me with a gun in his hand. I looked at his face and I noticed he was serious, and I saw he had a gun in his hand, Octawa said. Meanwhile, one of the other students on the bus tried to climb out a window. I'm saving myself, screw you guys! And what a hero. And another tried to open the emergency exit in the rear. Where he found a pot pipe. Madeline Hawk, a student on the bus, said the boy walked towards the back of the bus, a gun in his hand. We thought it was fake for a minute because we didn't think he'd actually do anything like that. He seemed upset at the moment, but serious. Octawa said he started talking to the youth, engaged the bus's parking brake, took off his seatbelt, and got off the bus with the student. He said he put his hand over the student's hand holding the gun and kept talking to him. Eventually, the student let the driver take the gun. So there you go. That's what's happening today, my freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm very happy to report that I'm only about 10 days behind on voicemails, so we're definitely catching up here.
Fuck you, Jason, from the Jason Show.
Franchise.
You stupid Republican piece of fucking Texas shit.
Is he Republican?
Go to your bathroom, pull up the bathtub. When it gets full, hopefully full, or maybe half full will work. Whatever, the quickest way is, get your head under the water, and hold your head under until the bubble stops, so you'll fucking drown to death. You stupid piece of fucking shit. Also, you fucking filthy poor ass niggers. Stop freeloading. Pay for the sideshow. Sideshow.
Cut the water off!
Yeah.
Alright, thank you very much.
It's Friday.
No!
Friday. Partying.
Yeah!
Friday.
So fucking catchy, isn't it? Almost as catchy as...
Cut the water off!
Cut the water off!
Hey, Tim. This is Ryan. I'm just saying...
Hi, Ryan.
Thanks for the podcast. It's great.
Wow, thank you.
Also, I have a problem. It's kind of bad. But
yeah, if you like the show so much, you really should become a sideshow member. It's the only reason I keep doing this thing.
I don't seem to be able to.
Otherwise, I'd have to get a real job.
Of a 6 on the Bristol stool scale.
Yes.
Every day, it's either peeing out of my ass, or maybe I'm
weeping
out of my ass. But no, it's
oozing.
I think fluffiness is about as good as I've gotten. So
you need more fiber in your diet. And some roughage. You need to, like, eat lettuce. You need a lot of salads and Fiber One bars and stuff. You'll be fine. Firm that shit right up.
Hey, Timmy. This is your self-appointed favorite listen turd puppy here.
Why haven't they created some sort of food coating where, you know, it when your shit comes out, it's coated in something where you basically wouldn't have to wipe. You know what I mean? Like, it would be a clean pinch. No smearing on the asshole. You know, I would like that to be created.
Hello.
DuPont, get working on that.
Hello, Tim. My name is The Never Nude, and I think we need an intervention. I think that you are way too gay, and I believe the problem with your dogs is that you are molesting them.
I am not molesting my dogs.
The Never Nude.
All right, so that's one theory floating around, that I'm too gay for my dogs.
Hey, you butt-fucking mutant. Lifetime member Chris from Arizona.
That's here. A new one.
So I'm listening to, like, the 1209 show from last year, right? Because I'm behind. Whatever. And you do a test of patience, right, with a fucking DuckTales thing?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Now, okay, I get the fact that you want to do a test of patience, but why don't you do it to the freeloading faggots instead of on the fucking sideshow, right, where your paying members are? That's just
bad. I like to piss you all off. You're going to take it, and you're going to like it.
Hey, Tim, I just had to call and tell you about the most ridiculously retarded thing that I've heard in quite a while. One of my coworkers was not trying to get pregnant. In fact, she always talked about how much she would hate having a kid. And it turns out she got pregnant. And then very shortly thereafter had a miscarriage.
Oh.
And before she had a miscarriage...
Things have a way of working out, you know what I mean?
Talking about getting an abortion, she wasn't sure if she was wanting to go through with it. So she ends up having a miscarriage. You think that would be end of story, problem solved, right? Well, no. She decided to go all emotional about it and decided to have, like, a remembrance page put up on
Facebook. Oh, really?
And
she was going to have the fucking thing aborted!
Last I heard, putting together...
Why would you set up a memorial just because you had a miscarriage? It's nature's abortion, is what that is. And it saved her money. Give me her phone number. I will set her straight. I would love to call her and ask her what's going on in her fucking little fruity mind.
Yeah, Jim. Tone deaf one.
Yes, quadruple.
Triple lifetime.
Oh, you're down to a triple lifetime membership. Okay.
Member, you seem to be losing patience a lot more often with...
my callers?
Your phone calls.
What are you talking about?
You should let more of them play.
Give me the name of the bitch you had a miscarriage! I'm gonna set her straight!
People leave something interesting on there, especially weird sounds and stuff. I really like that.
You like the weird sounds that you don't know what the fuck... No, you're stupid too. End of call. Next.
Bad luck, Tim. It's Mikey Skarkov from Brockett's 99 Radio again. It's April 29th, and you just had an episode from Kenny again. And he admitted to being a virgin and a Christian, and he's looking for other like-minded virgin Christians who are not offended by your show.
Yeah.
I'm a satanic worshiper. I have herpes, and I have offended everything about that.
You're a satanic. You worship Satan, and you have herpes. Okay, thank you.
Hey there, Tim. It's Neil from Toronto. Things. Number one, I keep sending you emails, but I know your inbox is probably swamped, and I keep leaving voicemail messages. I guess I'll just keep leaving messages until you get one. Brandon's mom. I want the audio for that.
For what?
I think you have my email.
Hold on. Let me rewind.
Inbox is probably swamped, and I keep leaving voicemail messages. I guess I'll just keep leaving messages until you get one. Brandon's mom. I want the audio for that.
Yes, Brandon's mom. I love Brandon so much. He records his mom flipping the fuck out on him all the time. She's always screaming at him, and he records audio and sends it to me, and I find it hilarious. What I really love about the clips of Brandon's mom is she has no problem swearing at her children, calling them idiots, calling them fuckers. But she's a therapist, right? Doesn't seem right.
I just want to hear about Chinese girls eating worms and giving themselves enemas. That's what I'm interested in.
All right, there's a Tim Henson quote for you. I'm interested in what, Chinese girls?
I just want to hear about Chinese girls eating worms and giving themselves enemas.
Eating worms and giving themselves enemas. I don't remember saying that, but yes, I am interested in that.
Hey, Boost.
viral ham fucker. Dude, this royal wedding bullshit. I'm tired of it, man. You seen that third Muppet movie, The Muppets Take Manhattan? They sing that song, Somebody's Getting Married Today. I can't get that fucking song out of my head, man. The first porno I ever saw was this dude fucking a chicken. And I read Larry Flint's biography. It's not like the egg sack on a live chicken. He was actually fucking a dead chicken.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone fuck a chicken on video or in real life.
Can you eat? I think he was supposed to stuff it.
I think I did read a story once, not on the show, just for my own personal enjoyment, about... I think the story goes, there was a guy who was, like, shitting himself. He wore a diaper. And I guess because his friend who lives on a farm liked that. So he would shit himself for, like, a day. And then he would drive over to the friend's farm. And they'd have, like, messy scat sex. And then they would go, like, fuck animals. And I think one of them was a chicken. And the guy was describing how, like, when you fuck a chicken, you get chicken shit all over your dick.
And instead,
you
he just
find that story and read it on a Fantastic Tuesday.
Fucking it, and when you're a kid, that just doesn't properly prepare you for the future.
No, that'll screw you up. All right, well, thank you very much, Spiral Ham. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. As you know, God.
Cut the water off!
I love that clip so much. Yes, spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! This one's for the freaks.
My sugary wound.